coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your snazzy couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is April 9th, 2018.
And this is episode 232. You said 19? April what?
9th, 2018.
Oh, 2018. Okay, my bad.
I mean, I'm tired, but I'm not that tired.
I know. JK already saying I'm drunk on bourbon. And the thing is, I'm not.
He's not.
I'm not.
You haven't? Yeah. I don't think y'all have seen him at his bourbonist.
Right. But tonight I am drinking, you know, since we are a very snazzy couple today, and I have to say a huge thank you to Key Inc. as Ray Cadalis. Somebody know her. She's done the cover for Zombies Trilogy and other great folks. We have a new logo.
Ta-da.
And boom.
And like what? Ooh, it's been... When did we get the first
one? When
did we get the last logo?
The last logo was when we started.
It's the very first one?
It's the very first one.
Ooh, it was time for an upgrade.
Yeah. We're like coming up on the times. We're displaying our new logo, new branding right here. Boom. Check out the podcast. Pick up your podcast player. Look at it. Look at the screen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful work. She got the feel for it. It's got that firefly, that tavern, that homey feel of just like welcoming you to the show and around us.
Mm-hmm.
And with that today,
dude,
I'm being fancy,
dude. But I just love how it looks like a sign.
It does.
I love that. Like
it
a
does.
Tavern sign.
And awesome. She does a lot of branding and logos for a lot of folks on Twitch. She's done it for authors. She does avatars. She does the little twit emoji con thingies.
Her style is so versatile.
Right.
Her art can be totally different from one thing to the next, so yeah. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, and her website is keyligraphyinc.com, and we'll have the link in the show. So if you're looking to get some stuff done for your own branding, you know, you want to do some stuff, she's very, very talented, and she does this full time, and she even streams when she's doing the art and everything else. I mean, it's just amazing work. I just love it. I mean, like on the sides there, if you look real close, you see a J and an R. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like J and Renee. You know what I'm saying? But I like it. I like it. I really do like it. Thanks, Zobby. Zobby did put it in the chat room there for us. And speaking of the chat room, Renee.
Yeah.
If you're not looking at the old show.
I'm not.
Who do we have with us today?
You suck.
I suck?
No, you don't. Zobby is here. Hi, Zobby.
What's going on, Zobby?
Shazno Streams.
It's my boy, Shazno Streams.
Farming aficionado. Hendo and JK. I feel like Hendo and JK go together. I feel like, I don't know.
Are you calling them a couple?
They're like peanut butter and jelly. Hendo and JK.
It's like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, they're like peanut butter and jelly.
Can't have the Hendo. Hendo
and JK.
And we also have...
I'm not done yet.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
We have Salem AOA. Salem OA. No.
You know who it is, right?
You know I don't remember anyone.
It's Tanner.
Oh, it's Tanner Gillette?
Yeah.
Oh, I just said your real name online. I forgot. Not everybody likes that. Well, trust me. There are a lot of people in the world with that name.
Sorry. Yeah.
And Cogwhistle. Is that somebody that I don't know?
I'm curious about Cogwhistle. I'm curious. But anyway, we'll keep going. Maybe Cogwhistle will speak up and then we'll find out.
Find out who that is.
Yeah, yeah. So, what else we have? Yeah, like I said, I am actually drinking Old Fashioned is what I'm drinking today. So, I'm not drinking straight bourbon today. I made an Old Fashioned. Even have my, I even have my little orange peel. You know, this is very, very, very tasty. But I made it big. Well, I didn't make it big, but I'm still going to sip on that. I got my water and everything else.
Had a plain rice cake. That was my pre-show appetizer.
I know. It looked very, very tasty.
It wasn't. It didn't taste like anything, but it's a plain rice cake. It doesn't taste like anything. So, but I wanted something crunchy, so.
Okay. Well, I had some.
Now, my other ones taste like something. Caramel ones, but
okay. So let's go ahead and kick off this week. So after the show last week, I played a little bit of Farm Together. You know, I streamed a little bit of that after the show because, hey, you know, I had to see what was going on. And then after that on Tuesday, I was watching my boy Shazno stream.
Right.
You know, and he was streaming and everything else. And I did get to go in and kind of help him a little bit on his farm.
That's cool.
Dude, his farm is like huge.
I don't even know how he gets stuff done on it.
And his organization is like on point.
It is.
You know?
Like, yeah. It's a little option paralysis. It's option paralysis for me in that game.
What do you mean?
There's so many options that it's hard to choose one.
So right now, my whole farm right now is just for doing quests. I'm not even like farming money right now.
Right.
And everything else. So it's kind of like I'm just, you know, I'm doing the quest and I'll farm some stuff. But it's like it's almost like I got to get a system. I did finally figure out the jam stand and the jam stand or the jam stall, which I thought was just the other fruit things to get jam. But apparently there's something like called a jam stall that gives you ribbons from getting the jam from the other things.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Learned something.
So I was like,
time. Oh,
that's how I get so many ribbons. So, you know, so I'm doing that. You know, I guess I need to plant more fruit at some point. I did manage to get a gas station and everything. But Hando did tell me I had some nice melons though.
That was sweet of him.
Yeah. So it made me feel a little good. Why does it feel like last week was such a blur?
Because stuff happened.
Okay. And so then Wednesday night was bar night at the store. And I was kind of helping with that. It was really slow. Last week was really slow because it was... spring break for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? We had a visitor.
Before that, Miss Nikki came through with Miss Rebecca and stayed with us on Wednesday night.
She did.
Oh,
that was the scramble right there because we were scrambling to try to get stuff ready.
For them to get here. Because even though that she said, I don't care what your house looks like, we all know I'm going to clean up. So.
And we all know they really judge us. I'm just saying. They be like, dang, I know they busy and stuff, but dang.
She brought her friend Rebecca, who was really interesting to talk to.
What do you mean interesting? Rebecca was cool as hell.
And she was interesting
she
to
was
talk to.
She was very interesting.
Why can't you be interesting to talk to and be cool?
Because
you
were like,
time?
Interesting.
I'm
playing.
Say
anyway.
It like that. But yeah, but it was really cool having them both here that night. Even though it was short, we get to see them again later in the week. But we'll go on and say that. And we'll tell you about that a little bit later because it was third.
So
my sister is pregnant, right?
Right.
She's 37 weeks, and she was insisting that, you know, she's not coming. this week.
I'm trying to remember.
There's no way.
When did you go? Was it, she was born Thursday morning?
Yeah.
You didn't go down there while Nikki and them were here, were you?
No. Nikki and them left Thursday morning.
Nikki and them left Thursday morning. That's right.
Yeah.
And then they went into...
She was born at 4 in the
morning. Oh, that's right, because I was at work. Oh, that's right, because Wednesday, Thursday, because that's right, I was at work Thursday, that's
right. She was born, anyway. So she was insisting that her baby would not come, even though me and my older sister, who have already had a baby, we were like, babies do not wait. They come whenever they want to come. They're not on your schedule. When you get to 37 weeks, all bets are off. And she didn't believe us. And she ended up going into labor and having her baby on Friday.
Well, Friday morning at like 3 in the morning.
Well, I got the call at like... Was it 10-ish?
No. It was about 8 o'clock because I was at work.
Yeah. They texted saying she was going to the hospital, and then they let us know, hey, this is the real thing. She didn't have a bag packed or anything because my sister just knew. I love it. So I went there, but her labor is stalled a bit, and so I went on home because I knew I had to go to work the next day. I just had to. I had some stuff to do. So I got a call at 4:15 in the morning, and it was my other little sister calling to say that my first niece had come into the world. She was born at like 3 something.
It was like 3:40.
40?
Like 3:45 in the morning.
Miss Ella Marie, and she's a very sweet baby.
I
have cuddled with her a lot. I changed a poopy diaper. I was like, I haven't done this in forever, but it's like riding a bike.
Yeah, and then I went to...
She's so tiny.
Oh, man. I wonder if these pictures are here. I wonder if I can add these pictures so everybody can kind of see while we're talking here. I'm going to see if I can add the pictures while we're talking. Make source visible. I'm going to uncheck that, and then I'm going to say okay. All right, so... But while we were doing, so what else happened, babe? I'm trying to remember.
My week has been filled with baby stuff. I was going over there, and I was helping the new people out, and you know they finally got to understand what having the exhaustion of having a newborn.
Uh-huh.
It's like nothing you've experienced in your entire life. But I think they're going to be great parents. So, they have us to help about too. So
yeah. So I'm trying to see here. So this will be my first niece or nephew that I will actually that will be within proximity of me. So I'll be able to spoil them and everything else. So it's kind of nice to be able to do that. So I'm trying to get to the pictures real quick while we're doing this, but
while you do that, I can talk. So the first day was pretty cool because, you know, the baby was tired from birth, so she slept, but the baby also has her days and nights mixed up. The first, you know, during the day it wasn't bad, but then that night was when she showed her
true, quote unquote, true colors.
You know, and I love how Dee just seemed like it was out of the ordinary. I was like, no, that's pretty normal for them to be up and wanting to party.
Right, right, right.
They're like, they don't want to be put down. They want to party and say, hey, and like, I'm not sleeping.
So, and plus she was born at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So.
And my sister always said that she's super active at night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's always been her active time.
Okay.
But
okay.
They got to go home really fast. She crushed her hearing test, as the hearing test administrator said. She crushed it. So they went home. I brought them some food.
Right.
So they wouldn't have to worry about that. And just, you know, try to help them not worry about stuff. They just needed to have diapers, which they do. And some clothes, which they do. And that's all they need. We're giving them food for a little bit, so they don't have to worry about that.
Right, right. Come on now.
But, yesterday I went over there, and I was only over there for, like, a couple hours, because they are getting the hang of this. So yeah. I brought over some chili, and I sat with Ella for a little bit, because that was more for me than for them anyway.
Right.
I got to hold her. She's just the sweetest thing. And she smells so good. I forgot how good newborns smell.
I know.
Oh my God. Now, people that haven't had kids, do newborns smell that way to them too? Or is it just people who've had kids?
No, I think people smell that.
Oh, they smell so good. Like, their hair on their head is the best smell.
Like, I mean, to be honest, I don't run around maybe, sniffing maybe, babies oh, like. All right,
maybe not the best smell, because cinnamon rolls kind of went out, but it is a very, very sweet.
Right, right. So let's see here. All right, I think I got this together.
You having issues?
No, I don't have issues. I was just trying to get them.
I got issues.
Yeah, let's see.
I like that song, but I can't remember all the things. So, well, I'm going to move on.
Here we go.
Okay, all right. Jason claims he has his stuff ready.
Oh. Cancel.
No, he does not have his stuff ready.
I don't. But let's see, window capture.
My father said that she sounds like a goat, or a sheep. But that's just because he's been saying that since my little sisters
were born.
It's like,
why is it not showing?
I love my dad, but he can be a broken record.
Yeah.
It is not working.
That is weird.
It's fine.
I want to show my niece.
Well, you could hold your phone up.
That doesn't do the same thing.
Okay,
babe.
Well, then never mind.
No.
Are you really going to sit here on this podcast and trying to post a picture of a baby that no one even knows?
I am. Because who doesn't want to see a baby?
Yeah, it's true. Well, I'm going to talk about when Nikki and Rebecca came back.
All right, go ahead.
So Nikki and Rebecca, on their way back to Tennessee, came back through and they stayed with us again. It's like we got two for the price of one. 2 days with Nikki. It was great. And this day we got to spend a lot of time, and the girls got to spend time with her. And I love how they say Miss Nikki and Mr. Clark. It's so cute. And
There we go.
Jay got it going on now.
I'll let y'all look at Renee, because y'all don't want to see me. So I'm gonna put the baby pictures right over here.
Okay.
All right.
And I made breakfast for them on Sunday morning, and it's funny. It was kind of like a normal breakfast, what I normally kind of make, but apparently it was super good. So I was brushing my shoulders off. Thanks.
I know, because typically I usually make the breakfast.
On Sundays?
I usually just make the breakfast.
No. I make pancakes all the time.
You do make pancakes.
What are you talking about then?
And that's when Renee and I were FaceTiming with Ella.
Yeah. Everything. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was the first time that they actually got to spend time. Oh,
look at Maya.
Yeah. They're like, my baby cousin. So, hi, Cheyenne. Mama's old coin.
Yeah.
I know, I see you. Anyway, so, but yeah, she's a super, super sweet baby girl. And Nikki, so it was a bang up week.
Oh, what?
Let
this.
Me tell you.
Oh, if I could get this without playing audio.
Oh. What?
Hey, Ella.
And she yawning. Oh, look at the baby yawn.
Oh, no.
Like her Aunt Renee.
Does she?
No. I'm talking about the yawning.
Oh. Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. That is. Yeah. Nothing else really happened except for Nikki and the baby, but that filled my week up.
Right. So
that's all I need.
Well, then on Sunday, Jeff Anders and Gabby.
Oh my God!
They stopped in.
I forgot that.
So they were driving. They have been driving in the States for a while during their family tour from Montreal.
Woo!
I mean, so from Alberta. I'm sorry, from Alberta, Canada. So they stopped in on Sunday on their way to Chicago, and they came in and say hi, and we visited for a while, and it was really nice to kind of hang with them. and just spend some time with them. We got to meet their three lovely kids, mm-hmm. and they got to meet the girls, and we just all just kind of hung out. Then the kids all played with trains for a bit, and then I bought a drone. I had got a drone.
Oh, my goodness.
And which we'll talk about, and I asked them, do they want to go out and just see the drone, me fly the drone around.
Right.
So we all went outside, and I just flew the drone around outside a little bit for them to, you know, just have fun. They were playing with the balls and everything else, and I got the drone stuck in the tree. We got to take the, we got to throw the ball mm-hmm. at the drone out of the tree.
Yeah.
to try to get out of the tree.
Yeah, and you were like totally like everybody's hero, and you got it out of the tree.
Well, I was more worried about myself. I was like, I'm not gonna be able to get that out. So let me see. If you follow us on Facebook, you actually will see the picture of all of us. Speaking of Zobby, talking about she forgot to take pictures, which we did forget to take pictures also. Let's see here. And display. Yeah. So that's all of us hanging there. You know. Just got through let me see. Yeah. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was nice having them here.
And, yeah.
I got to hear great Canadian accents because
you know their accent wasn't as
It's not as deep.
Yeah. Look at Maya.
I love meeting Maya.
Maya was so upset.
Maya had her face on, but to her credit, she actually stood there though.
Oh no, I have one where she was like, I mean, come here, watch this. So this is how you know this is Renee. Look at this. This is total Renee right here. Look at that face.
Can't see it yet, so I'm just waiting.
Oh yeah. Look at that face. She was not happy. At all.
Is that a total me face, really?
She's like, leave me alone.
Look at Zoe's face, though. Why is she... She's aggressively cheesy.
Yeah. That's so my funny. Baby. Zoe smile like me.
Yeah. Zoe does smile like you.
She's like, hey, what's up, everybody? We supposed to smile? Let's smile.
Yeah. Jay's great with the drone, though. He is great.
I'm getting better. I'm definitely getting better.
I was terrible. Jay was like, back towards me. Back towards me. Drone just kept going. And I just had to bail out so we wouldn't lose the drone. I just shut it down. Shut it down.
So that was kind of our week there. Let me pull up our notes here right here. I got lost in my niece and all our great friends that came by to see us and everything else. Oh, today, I did get my kit today. You know, we talked about it last week, and Renee did, we did order the DNA kit for Ancestry DNA.
Yep.
And I spit my quarter of a tablespoon or whatever they say it is in there and shook it up, and it's ready to go out tomorrow.
Jay's excited.
Yeah, so, you know, the joke is to see how white I am, but I'm just more curious about everything, you know. I'll be sending that out. I think I'm gonna try to.
Is there anything you expect, or like is there anything you are pretty sure will be there? Any particular? Besides African,
I'm gonna say I bet you. I would not be surprised if there's some German there.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that. Let's see what else. I think German would probably be like the big one right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that something that's been talked about in your family?
Well, I think I'm trying to remember if it's like based off of my Valentine. Off the Valentine.
I would love
last
your
name.
Parents to do it too, just to.
Yeah, I thought about getting.
I
want to get my mom and dad kits. I would love to get my ex-wife a kit, just so that Brianna and Daniel and Benji will have.
That's a good idea.
Have that as well.
I think we can do that.
Yeah, so I think that's something that I do want to do, just to You know, because, you know, Audrey was kind of like in the same situation I was in with being raised and everything else, being the only child between her mom and dad and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there that, you know, that she may want to know. And I think it'd just be kind of cool because when we were talking with, was it Rebecca we were talking to?
Yes.
About the genes and stuff like that, yeah. How kind of a lot of it weighs heavily on the mom.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking about that. You know.
So I'm interested to see. And
what about you? Do you have any guesses for me?
Uh-uh. I'm totally in the dark. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some Native American in there.
You know, so here's the thing. My grandmother's, or my dad, my fraternal grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my fraternal grandmother's father.
No, paternal or maternal?
Oh, paternal.
Okay.
My paternal.
Your dad's.
Grandmother.
Grandmother. Okay.
My paternal grandmother. Dad, so my paternal great granddad.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, supposed to be full blood Native American.
Really?
Supposed to be.
We'll see.
So I don't want to put that out there because it's kind of like I don't want to be disappointed. You know?
Oh yeah. Well, we were supposed to have some, and I ended up being 1%. So.
Right. It's gonna be like, what happened? What happened now? So we'll see. We'll see what happens there, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Would you rather?
Oh, so what's your, I forgot we were going to do this.
All right, here we go. So this was a good thing that happened last week. And I think it's going to be something that we're going to continue with. And I'm going to send, because I asked all the questions last time, and I'm going to send these to Renee as well. And so Renee, if you go to the top of that screen, there's going to be, you know, I'm at the couples right now is what I'm at, but you can go to the very beginning, which is at the very top.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to share these, also with our folks in the chat room. And here's something that I'm thinking about doing also. If you guys, would send an email.
Ooh, like the challenging ones. The challenging would you rather questions.
This
would be a great podcast, I said to Jay.
Right. So here's the thing.
I would love to.
Now we're only gonna do this for folks to email in. Now I'm gonna do this is gonna be a part of our show. Okay.
Oh wow. Look at us getting the
But it's gonna be
very casual.
It's gonna be casual. You know, it's not gonna be like ding 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 segments and stuff. But if folks email in, we'll read those emails,
mm-hmm.
and do the would you rather questions. You know, that's how we're going to do it. Not taking any requests in the chat room.
Ooh, this is a good one for
all
you.
Right, so.
I'm ready.
So there's challenging ones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You going for the jugular.
I am.
All right. So.
I'm ready.
All right. You can go first.
Okay. Would you rather never touch an electronic device again, or never touch a human again?
Electronic device. That's like a car. That's like a lot of stuff.
It is.
Stove.
Yeah. Or never touch a human again.
Man, I'm trying to think
is not electronic?
Yeah, what's not electronic? How you going to turn the lights on?
Electronic.
How you going to cut the lights on,
that's
babe?
I don't consider lights as electronic. A car? Yeah. There's a computer in the car. If you can get an old school car, but that
I don't have to touch an electric. Okay. I'd rather touch a person, and that person can touch the electric on the
electronic. No. Phone. I'm making a caveat.
Up too late.
You can't like have someone else turn on stuff for you.
I mean, if they want to turn it on. What? I can take them on a date. We can go. We can walk to the store.
We can walk to the store.
We
I was like, we can walk to the store.
We can walk to the store, and then And then if a TV's there, we just had to be able to watch TV.
Have a date at the store watching the TV through the window.
Well, I can go in the door.
Okay, well, yeah, you can go in the door.
Well, hold on. That's just crazy. How am I going to use my credit card?
You aren't.
How can I get my money?
You can't. Someone else has to do it for you, then.
But you said the caveat, though.
Okay. Take away the caveat. All right. You can't live without somebody.
Okay, as long as I have, see, that's the thing.
Ever.
So. What about you? Would you rather?
You'd be surprised to know that I would choose the never touch an electronic device again.
You would rather not touch an
electronic? No. You would wanna- I would never touch an electronic device so that I could touch a human. I know you're surprised. Okay. Touch isn't big on my list, but all right. No, look.
Well, I'm just sipping my drink and just listening.
Okay, people touching me, not high on my list. Me touching people, high on my list.
Right.
If you haven't noticed, I touch you a lot. True.
Right, you do.
And I touch my kids a lot, but when they touch me a lot, it's annoying. And I know that there's a very fine line between me touching them and them touching me. And vice and same with you. But I'm an odd duck. What can I say?
That's
so there's that one. All right, you choose one.
All right, so let's see over here. That was supposed to be challenging. That wasn't challenging.
Could have been.
That wasn't challenging.
Depends.
At all.
Depends.
All right. Would you rather be a doctor or a nurse?
Is that on there?
What?
Is that a choice on there? Or did you just make it up because of our conversation that we kind of had? Anyway, would I rather be a doctor or a nurse? Doctor of what? What kind of doctor?
Be a doctor or a nurse.
It doesn't say what kind of doctor.
No, it doesn't.
I'd rather be a doctor.
You'd rather be a doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather be a doctor. What about you? Now, can I just be a doctor or would I have to go through all the school?
I mean, I think it's just, don't even think about the school stuff. It's just, which one would you rather be? I would probably rather be a nurse. I think I would rather be a nurse.
You're a real people person.
Yeah.
My bedside manner would suck, for the record.
Right.
Because I can't, I'm friendly, but I always have this layer over me that's like, don't talk to me.
Right.
So it's like, but, they're like, she's nice enough, but she's not very warm and
here's
friendly.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. If, man, let me see. Are psychologists,
thank
are,
you. Exactly.
Are they doctors? Are psychologists doctors?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Psychologists. There's, there's other kinds of doctors. There's, you know.
Oh.
I just
realized what JK said.
What? Yeah.
But here's the thing, though.
Now, if you say medical doctor, I think I'd still choose doctor. That's just
because
I think it's more fitted to my personality, I think.
Right. So I'm going to assume it's medical because we said nurse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the only thing with the whole nurse thing, man, I just know for myself, you know, I would feel like I had to make sure emotionally I was covered. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That I wouldn't go crazy, kind of. Because you know how sometimes that stuff over and over and over just kind of wears on you. You
yes,
know what I'm saying? I would need to have a good person I can talk to. But anyway, you got one for me?
Oh, I know we're doing another one. Okay.
Or if you're not ready.
No. I don't know if this is challenging or not.
That's why I just didn't even look at those.
Did your own?
Here we go. No, I'm looking at them, but okay. I'll ask you my next one if you're not ready.
Yeah, you asked me.
All right.
Next one.
I'll pick one. This is my last one for you. Would you rather be able to sing like a diva or be able to play the guitar like a rock star?
Play the guitar like a rock star.
Hell yeah.
That was an easy one. That wasn't hard.
I don't know. Some people like to sing, man.
I mean, I love to sing.
Right.
But people with that have artistic abilities with instruments, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
So, definitely. Like, they just pick it up and start playing like their fingers were born to be there. So, yeah. Okay. I keep coming back to this one. Now, it might not be hard. Would you rather spend 48 straight hours in a public restroom or the same amount of time in a morgue?
48 hours in the public restroom or 48 hours in the morgue?
Yes.
48 hours in the public restroom.
Really?
Yeah. I'll talk to people.
In public, it's like, that means it's not your work restroom. It has to be a public building. And you'd be fine with that?
That's fine.
Where would you sleep?
Probably on the little baby station. Or sleep in the big stall.
You sit on the toilet and sleep?
Sit on the toilet and sleep in the big stall.
I mean, and you'd have your phone, so it's not like you wouldn't have stuff to keep you busy.
Well, it won't be probably a place for you to charge it up.
Oh, that's true. It might not have, they might not have outlets.
I'd be like, would you like some mint, sir? I'll be like, hey, you need to wash your hands. Wash your hands.
I would definitely do a morgue. 100%.
The only thing that would bother me about being in the bathroom, that someone would call the cops on me. That there's a strange man in the bathroom. you know what I'm saying?
Strange black man.
There's a strange, happy-go-lucky black man in the bathroom. So,
everybody,
you know what?
Else
can I change
chose
my,
the morgue, too.
Can I change my answer?
No.
Because I don't want to be in the bathroom now. I don't want to get arrested.
Nope. You chose.
Oh, dang.
You chose the bathroom. That was your gut.
It was at first, man. It was at first, but I started thinking about it. I was like, somebody going to think I'm going to, you know.
Bathroom for 48 hours, you got to smell everyone's poo. No way.
Man.
Yes, JK, yes.
You going to smell dead people poo?
Okay, no. I don't think morgues stink, babe, because
you're
going to
be around all those fluid, all that formaldehyde.
That's fine, but I'd rather be around that than poop.
So.
It isn't like I don't think it smells like, you know, rotting flesh. It smells like formaldehyde. But I don't think it smells like rotting flesh. Because
I gotta eat
they
it.
Are all refrigerated.
I gotta eat now with that poop too.
What? If yeah. Who said someone's gonna bring you food. Because
people won't be pooping in there.
Someone's gonna bring you food and water.
I'm gonna have poop.
Or you can drink water out of the sink.
I'm gonna have poop particles on my food. All right, here's my last one. I'm sorry, because I saw this, and I'm real curious about what you would say.
This is our last one.
Would you rather be a giant mouse or a tiny elephant?
A tiny elephant. If I was a giant mouse, they would capture me and probably dissect my brain.
If you're a tiny elephant, why wouldn't they dissect your brain?
Because I can hide because I'm tiny.
But you say you don't even like you don't like tiny vegetables and stuff.
I don't, but I'm not trying to die. And we all have to admit, things are cuter when they're smaller. I mean, a tiny elephant, come on. Mm. How freaking adorable is that? Tiny JK, you with me. Tiny elephant. What was your gut when you read that?
Well, I figured you wouldn't want
to
be.
No, what was your gut?
On what I want to be?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't care. I just don't care on that one. I'd be either one of them. You know, elephant gets stepped on.
Now, see, elephants do run pretty fast, but if they're tiny, they wouldn't run as fast. So.
I don't know.
I mean, and how tiny is a tiny elephant? Is a tiny elephant the size of a dog?
Well, the way you said that you wouldn't be able to hide, so I figured.
I assumed it'd be tiny elephant, like ant, little bitty, tiny elephant.
No.
What do you mean, no? It didn't say. How are you going to say no when it didn't say?
Mm-mm.
You can't tell me like a giant mouse would be the size of like an elephant.
Yeah.
How about we switch sizes of elephant and mouse? I'd still be an elephant.
Okay, I'll be an elephant.
A mouse the size of an elephant or an elephant the size of a mouse?
Okay. That's good. So a mouse the size of an elephant.
And you know how people are about rodents, though. A giant rodent. would not be long for this world.
But a tiny elephant would be. I won't think
it's
would
adorable,
think
of, though.
They probably think it's like a rodent.
No, there's no way you could mistake.
There's no way. There's no way. Here goes Renee's with her absolutes.
There is no way that you could mistake a tiny elephant for a mouse.
Oh yeah.
True. They both have large ears. But other than that, nah. So that was an interesting one.
That was definitely was.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. I kind of like those. They make me think. Make me.
Well, I like when you have to think, babe. I do. So, I'm gonna mute JK.
No, you don't. You aren't allowed to. You can't mute anybody without each other's express.
I'm gonna mute JK because
permission.
All of his reasons for me are always about being inebriated.
Well, those are mine too. After you've had some.
But I'm not inebriated, though. Okay.
Not yet.
What do you mean not yet?
Yeah,
I'm only having like one drink tonight, so.
Farm Together is pretty fun. I just haven't been on it in a long time.
So been playing Farm Together.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And having a great time. And so babe, I have to ask, what are you enjoying about it the most?
It's relaxing. I can go at my own pace. I kind of... You know what? This is going to sound hilarious because the name of the whole game is Farm Together.
Right.
Sometimes I just want to turn off, like, so people can't pop into my farm whenever they want.
Well, you can turn it off.
I know. But the whole game is called Farm Together. And if you're not farming together, you're just farming.
And so that was kind of, I was actually surprised that Shaznos let me come in and help him with his farm.
Well, no, he's probably behind that spirit of farming,
because he had his stuff shut down. He was like, chank, shut it down.
Oh, like, so people could come in and help?
No.
Oh.
No.
But he
made it private. And then I was like, yo, I'll come help. And he was like, oh, let me open it up.
Why are you surprised? Everybody loves you, Jay.
It's not that, man.
Everybody loves the jovial black man.
Hey.
What? We don't see color? Is that what you're about to
we
say?
We don't see color around here.
Yes, JK. Farm together by my damn self. Oh, but it's cool because it's like those mobile farm games that try to make you pay out the wazoo with the extra, but I don't have to pay anything extra. So it's like I bought the whole damn game, so I don't have to like...
Yeah, that's
have
the
nice to
part.
Wait for things.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, I still have to wait for things, but not like... crazy amounts.
I
mean, maybe there will be fruits and vegetables and stuff that I have to wait 2 weeks for, but currently there's not. JK, that's awesome.
Oh god,
I'm gonna quote that. Farm together by my damn self. But
would you rather questions about employment?
Oh, like god. Would you rather work certain places, or
would you rather be the boss or the employee?
Employee, God, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool.
Oh my God, JK said he got hooked on Good Pizza, Great Pizza mobile game. I have no idea what that is, but now I want pizza.
Oh yeah. and JK, I'm not gonna mute you, man. You good, man? But anyway.
But yeah, so that was our week.
Yeah, that was our week. This week, we have anything going on this week?
No.
Deidre and Chris are coming.
Deidre and Chris are coming to see Ella. There's that. Can't think much of anything else. You be. Oh my gosh. Man, do you know we don't have like a little catchphrase?
We don't have a catchphrase?
Yeah, that people sign off with.
So we don't?
I don't think so.
I mean, who has catchphrases?
I don't know. There are some podcasts, I'm sure, like they say the same thing like when they sign off for the...
Well, we do. I mean, we have like a catch paragraph.
It's not a catch paragraph. Oh, God. All right.
So I am going to actually put in Ray's link in here. And then I just want to say a huge thank you to Pretty Lights Music and the Andrew Allen Trio for allowing us to use their music for our bed music.
Thank you.
Huge thanks to calligraphyinc.com, Ray, for doing all our logo, a new brand. Really appreciate that. We'll have her link in our show notes for you to go check out. Also, you know the one thing we hadn't really talked about?
What?
Nikki's new book.
We haven't. What the
hell? What the world? See, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Nikki.
Don't be mad.
She don't say anything.
She does not. She said, hey.
And it's like, why don't you say something?
She doesn't, like, she's a very humble person. But I did start to read her third book. Yay me. It just dropped me back into that world immediately, which is awesome. The fact that I don't have to go back and reread a book that I read months ago.
Right, right.
It's pretty cool. So I am liking it. Go check it out.
Are you okay?
No.
Are you okay?
God.
So her book three,
Thank
Marked
you.
Chronicles of, you got to help me out. You know, I can't say words right. Chronicles of Kalan is out. Marked. What is going to happen?
What's going to happen? I love that when you search Chronicles of Kalan, her book comes up. Author, Nikki Moore. It's like, you're famous, Nikki.
And illustrator, Ryan.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nah. Good job. So, yeah, I need to actually, I think I need to buy it. I need to buy that book.
Yep.
Ooh, I can get the whole...
I'm buying it in a little bit. Well, if you buy it, then I buy it.
If you buy it, then it's going to be on the family thing.
Yeah, well, I can't buy it right now.
Anyway, go check out...
you don't have to be a good marketer. We should do it for you. All right, anyway, I'm ready. All right,
If you want to reach us, you can reach us by email, thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our black blog at thevalentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast.
Video of this episode and previous episodes can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is the Cowboy. That's TheCaoboi. And my Twitter feed is the Ice Flow.
Huge thanks to everybody. Thank you, Valent Tavern, for being here.
Thanks, Valent Tavern.
Putting up with me.
Y'all made it real.
You did. And look, look how much I have left. See?
Hardly any. That's like ice.
But babe, I would usually have like two or three drinks at night.
That's like ice.
I'm trying to do better.
They
not
water.
About drinking, but because I know there's calories right there. I'm trying to get back on that boat.
I'm proud of you.
I'm trying to get back on that boat.
Hey, who's rolling with you? I'm rolling with you.
We're rolling.
You don't see me eating cheesy gordita crunches tonight, even though that sounds amazing.
Man, a bean burrito with sour cream would sound really good right now. This is where I usually play boobs, and you go, buh, 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 buh. But we just kept talking. Shazno, we're going to hook up, man. I should be around hopefully tomorrow. Hopefully. Work has been busy, so I haven't been able to hang out. That makes me sad. So, anyway, do I, here, watch this, babe. We're going to do it again. the remix. Bring that beat back.
Boops.